I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely no problem whatsoever. Now, I've been to see the Leeds Force myself before, been to chat to a couple of your players in the past, and a couple of big games coming up for you guys. Just tell us what's going on with the team at the moment, and you're coming off the back of a win, aren't you, against the London Lions. So let me know what's happening with the Leeds Force at the moment.
Yeah, so we had a really big win against London. We now have the head-to-head on them in the season because we play three games against each of our competitors. So we're 2-1 up in that. We're basically sitting in ninth in the league with three games remaining. And we need at least two wins, if not three, to make the playoffs. But we're in pretty good shape.
That's fantastic. And, you know, looking at some of the teams that are in there, obviously, you know, I know quite a few of the BBL teams that have been going around for a while now. You've got some good opposition there, but you've been taking them down. You've been playing pretty well throughout the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've stepped up from last year. We got 9 wins in our inaugural season. This year we're sitting on 11, looking to close out with 14, ideally. We match up with Leicester this Friday, Manchester next Friday, and Surrey on Sunday. So if we can take two of those three, we'll be in good shape, I think.
And it's quite an intense season, really, isn't it, basketball? I know from watching the NBA how much they play and how often they play. And it's a physically draining game because it's so fast, isn't it? And when these games come thick and fast, as you're getting towards the end of a season, does it impact the players quite a lot, or are they still super focused on going forward?
I mean, our guys have been really good this year. We've got a young team, so in terms of like their physical fitness, their intensity is really, really good. I think sometimes cognitively they slow down, but they pick up quite quickly. And I think now that the opportunity is there to make the playoffs, they seem to have an extra sort of spring in their step. They're working very, very hard in practice. They're very, very focused on the scouting and what we want to do with the teams that we are playing and the games we have remaining. And I think, you know, the season has been a long one, but ultimately the reward of making the top eight and the reward of matching up with the number one seed in the country is actually quite a big deal in our second season.
Yeah, that is pretty big, isn't it? And then, you know, going forward, that's even better. Speaking to DeAndre Bullard and Quan Waller in the past, they've been telling me how focused they are and how much they're loving being part of the Leeds Force and living in the White Rose County. I mean, for anybody who isn't really aware that basketball is in existence right here in Leeds, like I say, it's kind of a new thing, really, isn't it? Just kind of explain a little bit about how the Leeds Force came about and where you're based and what you do.
Yeah, the Leeds Force basically came about in 2014 now, in the 2014-15 season. We basically rebranded what was the Leeds Carnegie basketball program that was based at Leeds Beckett University, and we stepped into the professional ranks. Prior to that, there'd been a team competing in the National League at Leeds Beckett, evolved over time, and a big community arm develops on the side of it. And now in Leeds, we have a junior national league program, which has three teams going to the playoffs in the junior ranks this weekend. 10 teams running in junior national league, basketball academy based at Alton High School, and a men's pro team. So it's evolved quite nicely over those years.
That is pretty big, isn't it? It's been evolving and so fast as well, which is wonderful. Going down to see the Carnegie base as well in the past, it's a great little setup you got down there. And that is the place where people can pick up tickets, can't they? If they don't get them online, they can actually just turn up and grab them from the venue.
Correct, yeah. There'll be tickets available on the door on the night, or you can call in and we'll set some aside for you.
So the BBL, it's been growing in popularity, hasn't it, over the years, and it really is now a very huge competition in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, there's 12 teams littered around the country. You could travel as far south as Plymouth, as far north as Glasgow. We have the privilege of playing in some pretty nice venues, the Emirates Arena in Glasgow, the Copper Box, which was used for the Olympics down in London. And there's several clubs now investing in new facilities, developing their own sort of 2,000, 3,000 seat arenas. So it's a fun league to play in. It's one that's definitely developing, and commercially it's becoming more and more successful.
Which is brilliant and what is needed, to be fair. Now, I've seen so much about it. My mate does a little bit in Newcastle. He does a lot of the announcing up there. He really enjoys it. It's such a great atmosphere, isn't it, for people to come down. And I'd urge you to get yourself to this game if you can. Obviously, Manchester, maybe a little bit closer. Leicester Riders coming up on Friday the 8th. Manchester Giants is Friday the 15th. I'm sure we're going to speak to you before those, especially before the Manchester game, just to see how you guys are getting on. But look, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us today. Get down to check these guys out because they're really, really good. Leeds Force. So you can find you leedsforce.co.uk. Is it? Have you got your social media as well?
That's correct. And you can catch us on Force B-Ball is our Twitter handle, and the Facebook page is Leeds Force.
Excellent, Matt. We'll check all those out. Make sure we get those tweeted out as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck against the Leicester Riders on Friday.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the time.